In the gospel reading tonight, our Lord asks a pretty obvious question. Can Satan be divided against Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, he said, it cannot stand. We look at what's going on in the world right now and in the church. It's all about division. There is a very, very intentional move to cause division. If you look at it on the large scale, they're pushing everything they can to cause a World War III to happen. Within America, they're pushing as hard as they possibly can to get a civil war going. You just look over the last few years. I was just talking to somebody yesterday, and they said, ever since the last election, I lost all my friends. They won't talk to me anymore. Families are being divided. We're being divided all over the place and over stupid, stupid things. But we have to recognize exactly the point that our Lord made. A house divided cannot stand. Right now, we're seeing the same thing tragically happening even within the church. We've gotten to the point where we no longer want to believe the truth, but rather because we live in a relativistic society, everyone can have their own truth. And so if you don't happen to agree with my truth, well, then you can have your own. It doesn't work that way. The truth is objective, and it's the same for everyone. Now, there are differing things that we need to make distinctions in. There are points of taste. In other words, you might not agree with my taste in music. Or maybe you think broccoli is the best thing that ever happened, and the person sitting next to you think that broccoli is the most useless thing that God ever invented. When it comes to taste, no problem. We're going to have differences of opinion. But when it comes to the truth, there can be no difference. The Lord looked around today, as we heard in the gospel, and said, who are my mother and my brothers and sisters? Those who do the will of God are my brother and sister and mother, he said. Those who do the will of God. That's where the unity comes from. God is the truth. And if we're about doing the will of God, then our heart is going to be set upon the truth. You and I are made in the image and likeness of God. And so if we choose something that is not truth, we are a house divided. Look at what happened in the first reading. Adam and Eve were at total peace. Total peace with one another, with themselves, and with God. Satan wanders into the garden, and they become a house divided. They're now divided against God, they're divided against one another, and they're divided within their own self. And the whole thing fell apart. They lost paradise. And so each one of us needs to look within our own self and ask the question, am I in union with God? Now, even there, we need to be so careful because, again, in our relativistic society, we have decided that rather than being made in the image and likeness of God, it is a much better thing if we just make God in our image and likeness. So therefore, of course, I'm perfectly united with the God of my image. I decided that this is what God wants. Now, God has made clear what he wants. It's not up to us to pick and choose. But that's what we've got going on in the church right now. It's like going to a buffet and you can say, well, I want some of that and I want some of that. I don't want any of those. Like, no, the truth is the truth, and we can't pick and choose which parts of the truth we want and which parts we don't. Jesus said the truth will set you free, and if we don't want the truth, then we become a slave. But the lie of Satan is that you're free because you can choose what you want. You're made to choose the truth. You're made to choose what is the best. Now we recall the words of our Lord when he said, "Don't think that I came for unity." He said, "I came to cause division." It's like, wait a second. The division is going to be about those who want the truth and those who don't. So we look again at the gospel. We see some of these people who think that he's insane. Now think about that. You and I are going to say, he is God. He is the Savior of the world. And they thought he was insane. So either you believe in a God who is mentally ill, which is a real problem if that's the case, or people who cannot accept the truth are simply going to look at God because he is the truth and they refuse to accept it, and they're going to say, he's wrong. There's something wrong with him. He's sick. Is it God that has a problem? No, God has no problem. We do. And if we are divided against God because we refuse to accept the truth, the human thing, just as we see in the first reading, is never to take the responsibility on yourself. Adam, why'd you do this? It was the woman you gave me. Eve, why'd you? It was the serpent. No, they don't want to take responsibility. They didn't say, I sinned. It was somebody else's fault. It always is. But then we just go right back to Adam, because you notice again in Adam's response, it's God's fault. It's the woman you gave me. See, God blew it. If he hadn't given me that woman, I wouldn't have fallen. Really? Because Adam already blew it long before Eve ever ate from the fruit of the tree. He didn't keep the serpent out of the garden the way God commanded him to. So they both blew it, and neither one would take responsibility. Recognize that within ourselves? It's always someone else's fault. Everyone else is wrong. I'm always right. We need to look at the truth. But you see, if I'm the ultimate arbiter of truth, if I am the one who can decide what is true and what is false, well, then everyone else is the problem. But we're not. God is the truth. And we have to conform ourselves to him. And are we willing to do that? Are we willing to humble ourselves? Number one, to acknowledge that he is God and we are not. And number two, to then say, I, made in his image and likeness, have to conform myself to him. And it's the only way I'm actually going to be free, is when I'm living according to the truth. Now this seems like it should be pretty easy and pretty obvious. And when it comes to some of the things like, okay, do you believe that God is a Trinity, or do you believe that Jesus is both God and man and so on? Yeah, no problem, we can handle that, because they don't affect us all that much. When it comes to the moral teachings of the church, that's where people start saying, oh no, I don't believe that. Or I know what the church teaches, but. Really? But? But what? But I don't have to follow it? But I don't agree with it? But I know better? Think what we're saying. I know better than God. God is wrong. God blew it. You really want to say that? Or does it come back to God is out of his mind? Jesus is God. It was his own relatives that said that. He's insane. You see what follows when we decide that we can have our own truth? God must be nuts, because his truth is different from my truth. This becomes critically important because of where we're headed. There is trouble brewing all over the place, on the natural level and on the spiritual level, in the nation, in the world, in the church. The chaos is going to become quite a problem. But if you have a prayer life and you have the truth, you can be at peace, because you will be united within yourself. You'll be united with anybody else who is upholding the truth. And most importantly, you're going to be united with God. And if you're united with God, you can be totally at peace. Adam and Eve were at peace before they decided to sin. We can be at peace when we choose God's way. Again, just ask yourself, how much peace is in your heart? How many people do you even know who are at peace within themselves? In our society, very, very few. The only way we're going to be at peace is when we're united with the Lord. And so we look at what St. Paul talks about in the second reading. The external things are falling apart. He's talking about the body. Well, as we get older, that's fallen apart too. But he talks about how the interior is being built up. The only way the interior is being built up is if we are conforming ourselves more and more to Christ. We live in a world that doesn't believe in the soul. And so the only thing is the body. And so we want to make it look like the body is perfect and the body is what it's all about, and we show it off and all the nonsense. St. Paul said it's wasting away. But we're focused on building up the body, but not the soul. We need to start building up the soul. That's the part that's important. It's not that the body is unimportant, but the soul is where your personality is. That's who we are, is in the soul, not in the body. So we need to work at building up ourselves spiritually. We need to focus on being united with Jesus. That is what is most important, period. Is that the top priority? Every one of us needs to look at that. Is that my priority? Seeking union with Jesus? Or do we have a different priority? Jesus is a priority, but not the priority? Because money is more important, or friends are more important, or whatever it may be. You can fill in the blank, whatever is most important. Or is Jesus most important? Is union with the Lord most important? Is conformity to the will of God most important? The Lord said, whoever does the will of God is my mother and brother and sister. That's what we have to be about. That's what our call is as Christian people, to do the will of God. And we can't do the will of God if we don't know the will of God. So again, we have to know the Lord so we can know his will, so that we can do it. That's the truth. So as we look at what's going on, and there are all these very, very intentional movements to cause division, If we are divided in ourselves, we're going to fall. If we're divided in our marriages, they're going to crash. If we're divided in our families, they're going to be separated. If we're divided as a nation, we're going to have a war. If we're divided as a world, it's going to happen that way. But everyone who seeks union with Jesus will be at peace. They are undivided in themselves. They are undivided with God. They will be undivided with the people around them. That is the opportunity every last one of us has. So we can go with the way of the world and we can lose our peace. We can be a house divided. Or we can conform ourselves to Christ and do the will of God. Be at peace and be united. The choice is entirely ours, but it's placed in front of us right now. Is Jesus really God? Or is he insane? Is he the one, the truth, the way, the truth, and the life? Or is he just a way, a different truth than mine, and some form of life, but I don't know what? See, it sounds minor when you just say something, but it has huge, huge consequences. So we want that unity. We want that peace. That will come only through conforming ourselves to the truth and doing the will of God.